98.1 KZE. It is MK with you, and in the studio with me today, I am delighted to welcome Michelle Healy. She is the head of school at High Meadow School in Stone Ridge, and I love High Meadow School. Welcome.
Thanks, MK. I'm so happy to be here with you. KZE is like one of my favorite radio stations.
Thank
I always
so
have it on the car. So excited.
Well, we appreciate it. And I have, as we were saying off air, I have a connection to the school. I used to sub there a little bit, and I have some very dear friends who still work there or worked there recently. So I am delighted to sing the praises of High Meadow.
Oh, thanks, MK.
Do you want to just kind of give us the elevator pitch on the school for those who are not familiar at all?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So High Meadow is a nursery through eighth grade school. We're an independent school. And, you know, our mission centers around really making sure that childhood is at the front of, and center of education.
Yeah.
So we really strive to give our children what they're entitled to as kids. We have a school where they get to come and play and experience real joy in their learning. We center them as kids and really learn from them. We look at them as individuals and make sure that they're highlighted in our community. And, you know, community is a huge part of our school. So we always really want to center everybody's voice there. And our kids get a lot of time to just have fun and play and learn what they want to learn and really be inspired by each other and what interests them there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned the individuality, because that was something that I noticed in my time, you know, seeing it firsthand, was that individuality tends to be kind of suppressed in normal school systems, right? Where kids are kind of expected to like fall into line and be a little bit uniform and, you know, but High Meadow really encourages the opposite, and it's not chaos. It's just, you know, just letting kids be themselves and be kids. And, you know, one of my favorite memories from my time subbing there was, I think I was sitting in with a third grade class, and one of the kids raised his hand and he was like, I have to go run around the building right now. I have way too much energy. And the teacher was like, go. And he went and he did a lap, and then he came back in and sat down and continued participating. And it was like, you know, you would never see that happen in most schools. It would be like, no, sit down. But it's like, it's not seen as a negative thing. It's like, this is a kid who has energy and wants to express it in a totally appropriate way. So go do it and then come back when you're ready.
Totally. That's it. You know, all of our kids, I think we really at school want to just see that they're humans. I think in many schools out there nowadays, with pressure being put on teachers and educators to make sure that kids are, you know, sticking to very, very intensive academic standards, a lot falls at the wayside. And I think the cool part of High Meadow is we're really able to do it all. You know, we start with a foundation of play for the kids, and really in letting them be themselves and letting them be seen and have their humanity honored, they feel safe and ready to take risks. And I think they learn more.
Yeah.
They end up leaving our school with like a very high level of emotional intelligence, with a real strong sense of who they are as people. And they know that like they should be out in the world, not only like advocating for themselves, but that like people should honor them too, for who they are. They should never stop being themselves.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day too, like our kids leave with a very strong academic foundation too, that hasn't been like drilled into them. Our teachers have been able to, you know, fit standards into the things that really the kids feel super passionate about, you know? So it's very cool. I always talk about, you know, our adults and our families who work with us, we're always in this like constant dialogue with the kids in figuring out like what really is going to be best for them, and really being like inspired by them. So it's very cool to like learn from the children, and, you know, they feel happy in turn. I was just, you know, we have run a summer camp program in the summer, and one of our kids from the year came back, and I was talking to her, and she was like, this is my favorite place to play. Michelle, do you think you could just like keep this going till college? Like, can I go to college here too? Because I don't want to leave when I get old.
That's pretty good to hear a kid say they don't want to leave.
That's great.
School, right?
Right. That's what you want. That's like the marker. If a kid is happy to come to school each day and doesn't want to go home, like... Something's going right. Yeah.
Michelle Healy is my guest, head of school at High Meadow. And this is down in Stone Ridge, right off of 209. You've probably driven by it a million times. And you guys have a beautiful campus, too. And another thing that I love about the school is the focus on being outside and getting out and getting sunshine and fresh air and being in nature. And there's a real kind of focus on like natural education, right?
Yes, there is. So our kids spend tons of time outside every day, at least really even up through the eighth grade, at least an hour outside playing, learning. And so our campus sits on 9 acres. Around 3 of the acres are natural woods. They are protected. They will never be developed. So our kids spend lots of time, even from when they're little, going out on trail walks, experimenting. We have a really cool nature pond in the back. And then we have our very own like secret child society called Popo Village,
right,
which is where the kids go. And they build things. They build little structures with all sorts of big sticks and logs, and they have their own currency down there. It originated as brick dust, interestingly enough, in the 90s, and has gone into being little quartz rocks. Huh. And they set up their own business there. They play pretend. There's an enormous slide that goes right down in there, but it's really inspiring for them to like, they learn how to be this really self-contained community there and to think about like how to support each other's needs. So it's very cool.
HighMeadowSchool.org, I believe, is the website for anybody out there listening. And again, parents of young children too, listen up, because there's a nursery program starting at age 3 that is wonderful. I've also seen that firsthand. And in fact, a very good friend of mine runs it. And it's just, I mean, it's so much, I don't want to say nicer than a daycare. I've never been in a daycare, but it's so lovely and warm and fun and you know, practical as well. Like there's enforced nap times and, you know, things are very structured, but also just like very gentle and very free.
Yes, definitely. And the coolest thing too, I think even with our youngest program, you know, we center the arts at High Meadow as well. That's a huge part that we think of like just human development and people's identity. We all make art as humans. And so even our youngest kids get to go to our art studio and our music studio, and they get to have dance class and drama and all of these cool things throughout the day that I think are really unique with artists. Like many of our artists are professional artists, you know, in their other lives outside of High Meadow. And so their exposure at a young age to the arts is just amazing.
Yeah.
So it's very cool.
Michelle Healy from High Meadow School. You have some pretty cool events coming up next weekend.
Yes.
You have a whole circus coming to town.
We sure do. It just arrived today. The enormous truck and the tent just came and all the chairs and the equipment. So High Meadow, in addition to being a nursery through eighth grade school during the year, in the summertime, we run a 5-week summer camp and we run a rec camp for kids under second grade and then specialized camp for third through eighth graders. And for the next 2 weeks, Westchester Circus Arts is going to have a residency on our campus. And they have a circus camp for our kids. Our kids learn all sorts of amazing skills. They learn how to clown. They learn aerial tricks. They learn to do silks, juggling, you name it. And then we have a public circus on the weekends. And so Friday, July 26th, 27th, and 28th, we have circus shows, and then August 2nd. And that is where, you know, our pro teachers at Westchester Circus Arts really run the show, and the kids also get to participate too. And Westchester Circus Arts is a very cool circus. It's animal free, which I love. Mm-hmm. It's really only acrobatics and tumbling and all of the cool human tricks that are out there. It's women owned, and they have residencies kind of all over the New York region. And we're like their only place up in the Hudson Valley. So we feel like it's really unique. And we encourage anyone, the whole public, to come out to see the circus. Tickets for adults are $15. Tickets for kids are $10. And it's just a really fun evening. It's a good way to kick off your evening and have a really fun time with your children.
Yeah, and it is. It's perfectly family-friendly timing. You know, you've got 6 p.m. on the Friday shows, 11 a.m. on Saturday the 27th, and 2 p.m. on Sunday. So nap time friendly.
Nap time friendly. You can go, you know, go to the show and you can go down to our lovely roadside burger and hot dog and ice cream stand, Cherries, afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
That stretch of 209.
It's so good.
A lot of good stuff going on there.
There's so many good things. We have so many good little restaurants in Stone Ridge, and it's a very cool community of folks. So, and only getting more amazing. So, very cool.
Absolutely. Michelle Healy is my guest. She's the head of school at High Meadow School in Stone Ridge, highmeadowschool.org, for information about the school in general, enrollment, all of that good stuff. And of course, the circus. Next weekend, that's the 26th through Friday, August 2nd. Get the exact dates and tickets and all that good stuff at the website. Anything else we should know?
Yeah, you know, you can also, just so you know, with ticket purchases, you can purchase them on highmeadowschool.org. Actually, when you go to our site, a nice convenient pop-up will just come right up for you.
Perfect.
And you can click on it, or you can buy tickets at the door as well if you're not sure of your plans. So you can just come on down. And we're right on Main Street in Stone Ridge. It's really convenient, on the way, easy to find.
Yeah, nice big parking lot.
Nice big parking lot. Yes.
You wouldn't think so, tucked back where it is.
You wouldn't. But everyone comes back, and it's, you know, so many people who don't know the area will come back and they don't even know the school is there.
Yeah.
We had a joke for a while. We just got a new sign this year, and now people know where we are. Our old sign was just blending in, so you
people
didn't
were
even
too
know.
Used to it.
They were too used to it. So, you know, but it's a really lovely, very bucolic little school back there.
It's a great word for it.
Yeah.
Michelle, thank you so much for joining me.
MK, thank you for having me. It's so exciting to be here at KZE in the studios.
Yeah, and good luck with the circus. Don't run away with it.
Thank you. I will try not to.
It's going to be hard. I couldn't think of a better song for this conversation than this one, 98.1 KZE.